Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
And he is a former Las Vegas local and lead singer of The Killers. Brandon Flowers is on the phone. Hi, Brandon.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. It's so good to hear your voice. Oh my gosh, it's been so long. How have you been?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there. Kind of weird time, getting a little time off there. Are you enjoying this time of quarantine, or are you ready to get back out? How are you feeling right now?
I have both feelings leaning to both of those places. We've had a lot of time together with our kids, and they're kind of enjoying quarantine, and it's nice to have so much time together. But I am also a kind of I love my job, so I'm excited to play concerts again.
Many artists are getting out there and doing stuff virtually, and you guys, I think, are doing a great job. And I saw you perform Caution with Jimmy Fallon, but I do have a question about the Jimmy Kimmel performance. Were you guys in a bathroom when he did that?
Yeah, first time that we debuted a song from a bathroom.
And you looked very handsome doing it. Got all dressed up and looked very nice. Now, when this all happened, when everything kind of shut down, you guys were you in the middle of the Mirage tour when everything happened?
No, we were scheduled to start in the UK right about now.
Okay.
And so we were still putting finishing touches on the album, and when everything went down.
Well, I was just going to say, and maybe you said this before, but just the name itself, Imploding the Mirage, backstory on it, where does it come from? I mean, obviously, you're a Las Vegas guy, and we love our Mirage. What's the story behind the title of the upcoming LP?
Yeah, I think I was born in Henderson and grew up having things imploded, and having it be such a big event, places that my grandparents worked and these kind of iconic symbols of our town, and so we've always replaced it with something bigger and shinier, but are we sure that it's better? I don't know. Always, sometimes it is. And the idea was to replace it with something like eternal, but it's not literally the Mirage. Obviously, I'm using Las Vegas for the symbolism.
And you guys, you've left Las Vegas. How is making Utah your home now?
Nice. I mean, it's I still, my heart, a piece of my heart's always going to be there, and I still have a lot of family there. But I also spent from being about 10 to 16 in Utah, so it's not crazy change. It's pretty familiar for me, but my family's loving it.
I've got some friends up there. I think they're up by you where you're living in Utah, and she posted a picture yesterday. She was out and about just kind of enjoying the sights and sounds of Mother Nature, and there was a moose. There was a moose walking like through her backyard. Are you in such a wild area where you're seeing wild animals like moose and bears and stuff come through your backyard up there?
No bears, but we see, it's crazy up here, elk and moose and coyotes. We used to see coyotes out in the desert, though. So, moose, they're giant creatures. It's kind of formidable looking things. When you get close to them, you stay away.
You mentioned that you're spending time with the family and the kids all of that. When you were a kid, just remember we would put on performances for our family. Like we would set everything up and like me and my cousins would put together an act and we go out and do it for the whole thing. Did you do that as a kid? And two, do you feel like the kids are going to take on that musical influence from you?
Yeah, I remember my sister taking me around and I would sing, I wear my sunglasses at night for people. when I was about 6 or 7. And, but yeah, I mean, I think you do pass on some of those genes and, you know, a couple of them are showing some interest, but we don't force it on them.
I couldn't imagine what it'd be like having Brandon Flowers as my dad. Your kids, I mean, your kids know who you are and what you do, but do they know who you are? Do your kids know that my dad is Brandon Flowers? I mean, do they understand how amazing their dad is?
We don't keep them away from it or shield them from anything. They know what I do, and we've only had one of them make it through an entire concert. My oldest boy made it through an entire show without falling asleep. So, but hopefully, you know, as they get a little older, they'll be able to wrap their head around a little more. But I don't know, they just see me as their dad.
Now, what about the album, Imploding the Mirage, which we've been talking about? It was originally set to come out the 29th, and I heard that got pushed back. Do you guys have a date on that now?
Yeah, it's going to be in the summer. You can guarantee it's going to be in July.
Well, I've got my pre-order on iTunes. I'm just waiting for it to show up miraculously. So I'm going to hope July that we see something. And we're just so happy to talk to you. I feel like we've been friends for a really long time, and we're just so happy for your success. And it's always so good to hear your voice, Brandon.
Oh, thank you. It's weird to talk to you hearing you on the radio so long.
I know. It's crazy how you started out listening, and now I'm listening to you. So.
Wow.
That pause is everyone just soaking that in right there, too. It's like young Brandon Flowers, you know, back in the day, working here in town, growing up in town, listening to Mix 94.1, and now he's all over Mix 94.1. We love you, man. Oh,
thank you so much, Brandon.
Good
talk to you.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.